For business on the go, visit www.moneyfmzambia.com to watch, stream and download various programs from anywhere in the world.
Money 93.7 FM, your business radio.
All right. Time really flies when I'm with you, man.
Not doing overtime
we
today.
We need our own station.
We'll talk to the management team about that. Telling you.
All right, guys. So this is Outside In. This is the Money FM show with our partner company, Financial Insights Zambia. Please don't forget to visit the website. Lots of good stuff there. I always promote the website. I'd say your two sources for local business news. You got to go to moneyfmzambia.com and fizambia.com. All right. And in fact, on both of those, you'll find the podcast of each of our Thursday shows. So please, sharing is caring. Let people know. Let people hear. I don't think you're getting insights like this anywhere else, guys. Seriously speaking. So next, you're talking about one of my favorite shady companies.
I don't know about shady, but all I can say is that Dr. Pius Kasolo is doing a great job at ZCM. Credit to him.
Uncle of mine, by the way.
Oh, he's your uncle? Wow. Yes, okay. Yes. Blulu's in the house. There you go. Pius Kasolo, ZCM IH. They've had a phenomenal year. Earlier on, we've got an article there that we published sometime in August about when we looked at some of their investment portfolio, because they just obviously announced the dividend to IDC, and we've got a nice picture of Pius Kasolo with the CEO of Mateo Kaluva of IDC presenting the 81 million kwacha check, which is something that
a check presentation.
Yeah, there was a check presentation. So they've got like a big check, life size check.
IDC is investing in
ZCCM. Pius Kasolo paid IDC the check dividend, because remember, because ZCCM is one of the 33 companies that are under the portfolio of IDC.
IDC. Okay,
exactly. Yeah, so post the 81 million, we further went in and looked at what their current profile is. Now, just for listeners who don't know what exactly ZCCMH is, basically they're an investment holding company.
That is the question.
Exactly, yes. I mean, you remember the ZCM of old that actually owned the mines. Well, over time, government made the decision to liquidate most of those assets,
left them with a bunch of cash.
It came with a bunch of cash, but then what government set up was obviously an investment arm that would actually now look at its shareholding in some of the various mines. Yeah. So your ZCCM IH basically has a number of companies that have investments in different industries, and some of these industries include limestone, environmental and mining consultancy services, gemstones, financial services, coal and thermal power, gold, power, energy, copper and cobalt. So there's various sectors that they're actually in. But at the heart of it, yes, they have been in mining, but we're actually beginning to see a new era coming to ZCMH, because we believe that they have hunger to invest in different industries other than your traditional mining. When we looked at the portfolio that they actually have, some of the companies that they have in their portfolio is Ndola Lime, Misenge Environmental Technical Services, Invest Trust Bank, Kariba Minerals. They also have invested in Mamba Collieries, Konkola Copper Mines, Kansanshi Mining, Copper Belt Energy, CC Africa, Lubambe Copper Mine, Luansha Copper Mines, NFC Africa Mining, Mopani, and Chambishi Metals. So these are just some of the companies that they have, and they've got different shareholdings. But what you need to observe, and this is one of the things there, when they signaled that they'll be divesting from certain assets, we actually now went in and looked at what were some of these potential assets. Because if you're an investment company, usually you don't want to own the whole piece of the pie.
Sure.
You want to let go of part of it. Sure. And one of the candidates, we believe, is obviously Ndola Lime. Mm. Ndola Lime, we believe, is one of the Achilles heel in the ZCCM armory. Exactly, yeah. They haven't been doing too well. And, obviously, ZCCM had reported in its 2012 annual report that they had to recapitalize it to the tune of 28 million kwacha through a shareholder loan. At the time, that was worth about 2.8 million. And This was for the Ndola Lime recapitalization project. Mm. Now, in addition to that, they'd also published in their 2016 report that a second kiln was also, you know, still undergoing hot commissioning, as in like, it was ready, but then they still need to pump in a bit more money. We believe that this is one of the Achilles' heels for the simple reason that it's not been making that much money for them.
I
believe that in the mind of Pius Gasol, he was probably just thinking, okay, fine, how do I then now divest out of this? Mm. But then, you know, this is one of the things that we will probably be anticipating, that, you know, they'll probably be looking into that. But the article that we published, you know, obviously, which focused on the 2017 annual report, it looked like when that commissioning phase for the second kiln was going on, it appeared that the hot commissioning phase of the recapitalization project was met with a series of technical hurdles which affected the performance of the company. So
do we know what they mean by that?
Now, obviously, this is jargon by, like, you know, project targets were obviously not met. So it was no wonder that for the 2017 annual report, this particular update appeared under strategic new investment section of the report. This investment hasn't really matured, but then we were obviously wondering why they had to put it in there. So we asked the question because after undertaking a review of the entire operation of the Ndola Lime to determine an appropriate option that will result in improving the operations of the group, mm-hmm. we believe that that their CEO, Moses Chilambe, this is the CEO of Ndola Lime, is obviously having a very, very, very difficult conversations with Pius Gasolo, because, you know, up to now they haven't really reported the sort of performance that they should be that should be reporting on. Mm. Another company that we believe is a thorn in Pius's heel is ZCCM's investment in CEC Africa. I'll take listeners back to what was reported in their annual report. The company actually incurred a net loss at the year end of 2016 of 2.6 million. $2.6 billion kwacha, which was about $269 million. Now, obviously, this was quite a bit of a hit, and it obviously had
to be declared
an impairment. Now, if you follow the story, and we've got a couple of stories about CEC Africa. Their expedition into Nigeria has been a bit of a disaster.
Ah.
Nigeria did not reap the sort of benefits that they were hoping to actually get, and that obviously it was a mixed bag of scenarios. Nigeria obviously has huge power deficits, and the distribution network system is obviously in a bit of a mess. But then you also have to remember.
So you think you could go there and make?
Yeah, exactly. But then again, when we read through the chairman's statement, what we'd actually noticed was that they'd underestimated the impact of your genset businesses in Nigeria, because
it's really huge.
So if you're now going to bring electricity lines that are going to give reliable power, when these guys are making money, and don't forget that Nigeria actually has oil, they're not refining. The refinery is still being, a work in progress.
Actually,
but Dangote is building one. And that's just going to change the game altogether. So on the one side, of the fence, you've got, guys that have invested in that genset sort of business. Mm. And they're thinking, okay, when Dangote gets his plant, online, we might be thinking of having more improved, more efficient gensets.
Cheaper diesel.
But then on the other side of things, you're thinking, okay, fine. Stability of energy is obviously very, very important. But then, obviously, it was basically bad timing for them, and yes, it did offer them quite a huge opportunity, but that was the main reason why CEC Africa and CEC Zambia obviously had to split up because they were going to drag CEC Zambia down with
them.
Now so one of the things that that we've obviously observed is that we believe that the CEC board, obviously after the CEC debacle, they've been refocusing their efforts in terms of trying to consolidate the investments that they actually have, and we believe that this is seriously hot on Pius Gasolo's mind to see how he can actually now bring in the sort of investment that can actually grow. I just recently received a news bulletin from ZCCMIH, which talked about Pius Gasolo being in Australia selling the ZCCM story, and I believe he was accompanied by the Minister of Mining. Okay. Now, this is obviously great because it obviously now indicates that, you know, Paris is very, very hungry. He wants to attract more investment. And we would not be surprised if we find Paris at the end of another big deal that will probably come in. Okay. Obviously, you know, he obviously has to maintain a fairly good portfolio because, you know, a part of us believes that, you know what, letting go of some of, you know, the shares that they have, especially in the companies like Ndola Lime, that 100% might not be that easy because of legacy issues. And, you know, you don't want to, you know, abandon an investment when it's, you know, when it's struggling.
Exactly.
However, they're in the business of making
money.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, we'll encourage him if he wants to divest, we'll actually encourage him because it makes business sense. And then after that, probably then replace, you know, that divested money into, you know, another investment. But we'll be obviously curious to see where exactly, you know, like the investment story goes. Chances are we actually see them playing a bit more in energy, but we won't speculate for now.
Sure.
We'll have to wait until you know, the next big announcement.
The
but we, but listeners should you know, watch out for next week's article. We'll be publishing an article post this radio show. So yeah, okay. They should look out for that.
I'm gonna look out for that. Yeah. That's one of my favorite companies. Like, seriously, how do I get a job there? Like,
so well,
like, is that a company of analysts?
I'll do you one favor because I think, you know, listeners should I'll have listeners know that, you know, over the next couple of weeks, we should be inviting some very interesting, you know, guests. And, you know, chances are that I might just bring somebody from, you know, from ZCM and then you can beg them for a job.
If you want to hear an on-air broadcast job interview, you have to be there for that. I'm going to be my best behavior.
You need some Jesus, man. Seriously.
Oh my gosh.
Alrighty.
ZCCM is one of my favorite companies because of, like, just the history behind it. We're talking about Zanarko's history, but, like, yes. ZCCM has an elaborate history. I mean,
they do.
When it was first conceived, to say, we're going to make this company, which has consolidated everything, all of our assets
absolutely.
In this country. And I'm going to be chairperson. It's the president talking, of course.
No, I believe that, you know, obviously IDC are very proud of the efforts that are being made. And, you know, I believe, you know, the you know, under the stewardship of Dr. Pius Kasolo, you know, they've obviously been making, you know, the right sort of strides. And he's got a very vibrant team of analysts that work with him. And, you know, I've had a chance to chat with some of them. And, you know, these guys are, you know, they're really, really pushing the agenda. So they're obviously a company to watch going forward.
Incidentally, IDC gave a huge amount of money to Zambia Railways. Like, it was a lot, something like $850 million, actually.
Yeah. We'll probably need to look into that and just see how that investment, because I believe that part of that money was from the Eurobonds. So, So it'd be quite interesting to see how, you know, how that performed.
So let's take another quick break, and then we've got one last segment with Muela before he unceremoniously bundles himself out of the studio. As usual, we're hitting overtime, bro, as in just get used to it. Okay. So, guys, 1 minute break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
For business on the go, visit www.moneyfmzambia.com to watch, stream, and download various programs from anywhere in the world.
Money 93.7 FM, your business radio.
We're back on the Money Night Show. This is Chilu. I'm in the studio with Muela Chivesakunda. This is our segment that we call Outside In, where we take an outside look in the companies that are publicly listed on the stock exchange. And we have the learned insights of Financial Insights Zambia to help us with that analysis. So, boss, you have one more story for me, I believe.
Right. Okay. So, this last weekend was electric in Livingston. It was electric. Matteo of IDC, CEO of IDC, was hosting all the SOEs, state-owned enterprises in Livingston. So it was the CEOs and I believe a couple of the CFOs as well attending this event, which was obviously graced by Margaret Monakatwe. We're still trying to get you know, some of the speeches that came out there, and you know, rest assured that we'll actually publish one or two articles around this. But we got a hold of the minister's speech at the event. Now, one of the things that listeners need to realize is that obviously some of the SOEs, the state-owned enterprises, have, you know, been in peril. There's obviously, you know, been a lot of complaints that, no, look, some of these entities have been underperforming. But when you read Honorable Monakatwe's speech, and, you know, basically this was a family discussion with the CEOs of these companies. Yeah. And basically she was telling them that, you know, enough's enough. You guys have to bring the sort of performance that, you know, you've been mandated to actually bring. And she basically turned her, you know, attention to IDC to say, look, I'm giving you all my blessings, mandate to actually, you know, crack the whip, as it were, basically, you know, to make sure that, you know, like these state-owned enterprises, you know, perform. One of the things that she obviously brought out, which is obviously very dear to us, is that, you know, like, look, these SOEs are obviously Zambian assets. These are, they belong to the Zambian people. Sure. And it would be a disservice if, you know, if they're underperforming, because they were meant to create wealth for Zambian people. Yeah. And this is something that she echoed in her speech. So one of the things that really caught us was that obviously, you know, the government's position now is that, you know, they'll no longer be accepting begging bowls.
Yeah.
Yes. Most of these companies now have to show that they're able to fend for themselves. And most of them are actually fending for themselves.
Yeah.
Now, what that does now is that the management teams that are in place there, and, you know, she also turned her attention to the boards of these companies.
Yes, she did.
It means that now boards and the management teams now need to obviously now be having candid conversations in terms of realistic approaches to improving or turning around some of these businesses. So essentially, I believe some of the challenges in the past were that, okay, certain transformative strategies could never be implemented because at the end of the day, maybe they might hurt, you know, certain aspects of, you know, these companies, be it on staff complements, etc. But if some of these decisions, if some of these companies are actually going to survive, or rather even fend for them, we're still fend for themselves, they obviously now need to obviously take a leaf from what the Honorable Minister actually said. Because, you know, if they're not going to, if the management teams are not going to be going to the boards, to their boards with strategies that are workable, chances are that what we predict is that there's going to be a huge turnover in terms of the boards that actually for these companies.
Right now,
and she touched that on that quite a bit when she talked about, well, most people being on boards not going there just for the allowances and things. They need to be accountable.
She said no more offices for non-executive.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes, and you know, obviously she blew the horn on austerity.
Yeah.
That it's an expectation that all these SOEs need to, you know, adhere to austerity, and, you know, rightly so. Obviously, times are fairly tough. But then also she acknowledged, and, you know, standing ovation to the companies that did obviously declare dividends.
Yeah.
ZCCM, which is one of the companies that we covered earlier on. These are companies that, you know, she actually said mwabombeni, meaning well done to those companies that declared declared dividends. And obviously she also, you know, she also wanted to recognize, you know, that, you know, Indo-Zambia Bank, Zanaco, Mulungushi Complex in Deni and Zaviko would also be declaring, you know, they also declared dividends in 2017. So this was actually, you know, formidable. And Zambia Railways, which you touched on as well, you know, in addition to ZCM, also declared dividends. You know, but then when you turn your attention now to, you know, some of the statements that, you know, she made in her speech, you know, basically, if SOEs now will not be able to take a begging bowl to government, it means that they will need to find ways in which to capitalize their businesses.
Yeah.
So what we anticipate, though it has been government's desire that, you know, some companies should be looking at IPOs, the ones that obviously have had a fairly, you know, decent profit profile over the last couple of years, and minimum 3 years as a loose requirement, they might, and chances are there'll probably be exceptions to actually get some of these companies listed.
Yeah, exactly.
But we believe that, you know, the pursuing the stock market as an option to raise capital, especially for some of the projects that will allow some of these companies to, you know, scale up, will be one of the best options for them to actually pursue.
I agree.
It will require a lot of in-house cleaning, a lot of in-house housekeeping. But, you know, at the end, we actually foresee a situation where in the next 2 years, we will be getting our first, you know, listed companies from the SOE group after a very, very long time. And I believe, you know, Matteo Kaluva at IDC would obviously want to, you know, see that. And, you know, that kudos to him if that actually happens, because, you know, that will then now, you know, reaffirm, you know, IDC's position, because they've also been, you know, struggling to get, you know, their or rather get their get people to, you know, rather most of these SOEs to actually feel their presence. So you know, boards are now signing performance contracts, you know, so, and you know, his analysts are obviously keeping an eye, portfolio analysts are keeping an eye in terms of the performance of most of these companies. So we actually see a situation where, you know, over the next 2 years, chances are that we will get our first you know, listed, one or two listed companies. And my best bet is, you know, some of the other ones that you know, that I mentioned that declared dividends, because like your national airports, that would be great. You know, Zambia Railways, that will also be great, that because be they've good, got a lot of expansion projects that they want to invest in. But you know, it makes a case for these companies. Yeah.
So you will find a lot of people, the main concern, because so like, to take a very brash statement, a very brash approach, are we entering a new era of privatization then?
I wouldn't call it privatization, because obviously it is not privatization.
It's not privatization.
The way it's structured, obviously, is that, you know, the SOEs, government basically handed over its shareholding of all these SOEs and gave them to IDC. So IDC, which is an investment, is more, you can think of it
still
as an investment.
Wing, though,
exactly, it is the investment wing. So essentially, the what they were trying to achieve is obviously bring a private sector approach to how SOEs are actually run. And you know, we believe that if the handshake between the IDC and the SOEs is, you know, mutual and it's agreeable, we actually see it paying dividends over the long term. It's not a very easy thing, because you know, most parastatals obviously have, you know, found themselves being stuck in a time warp where, you know, they still operate like they've got Big Brother looking after them.
Exactly. Yeah,
but then some of these changes can actually come in, but you do it gradually. And this is why some companies would actually pursue transformation projects, which allow them now to say, okay, fine, we've got our employees, but this is how we're going to transform from being a company A to a company B.
Yeah. But you see, that's where the concern will come in, because people are like, okay, aren't these companies, aren't these enterprises there essentially to provide a social service to people? Now, the thing is, when they begin acting like a private company, you know how private companies are. The emphasis becomes a profit margin.
Absolutely, yes. I mean, it is a bit of a balancing act. Mm-hmm. But I'm thinking, wait a minute. If these companies now are going to be giving, you know, like a high quality service, and obviously if they're in industry, because don't forget that most of these companies, especially the legacy ones, they operated at a time when they had no competition.
Sure.
They operated at a time where people never
that
had substitutes
true.
For
that
their products. But now, with competition and substitutes, that changes
and the middle class that has buying power.
Exactly. That changes the entire landscape. So it would be folly for them to obviously be, well, on the one side, they're profit-centered, but then not being relevant in the market. Mm. That completely changes everything. So the way we see it, yes, in part, some of them were providing a social service, but at some point, something's got to give. I mean, these companies have to perform. And for them to perform, they'll be doing a social injustice if they were to foreclose in the process of, you know, providing this particular service.
True.
Yeah.
I'll put my socialism to the side then.
Absolutely.
For your sake. Thank you very much for coming through. I've got some trivia for you.
Okay.
What do you think is the wealthiest city in Africa?
I would say,
in terms of just the wealth being held in that city,
I think Johannesburg.
Yeah, correct.
Sandton.
Yes.
Sandton.
Definitely is
richest square mile.
Apparently, the wealth held in that city amounts to $276 billion.
Wow, I'm not surprised. And Sanlam is all up in there, because they own a lot of property.
Eh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And actually, I had another one for you.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is the most valuable brand in SA? This is according to one source, but what do you think is the most
valuable brand
in SA? This one surprised me. I'll be interested to see if you can get this one. Yeah.
Valuable brand? ShopRite?
No. ShopRite is number 14.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
ShopRite is number 14.
I'm thinking
it's a bank. Now which one?
Standard Bank.
Yes, it's Standard.
Okay, there you go.
Apparently the brand value is $4.7 billion.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. That's
that
amazing.
Amazing.
Wow. No, that was really cool trivia.
Yeah. And speaking of trivia, I was correct. SEN stands for Stock Exchange News Service.
There you go. There you go.
I was correct. Hey man, thank you so much for coming. How many minutes over? 10. I mean, yeah, you know, I told you. You just have to budget 70 minutes now. You know, 60 is just not enough for
oh
us.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Well, thank you, listeners, for tuning in.
Thank you so much for coming next week
for some more juicy stories.
And don't forget to catch up with the podcast if you missed any episodes.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes. And visit Financial Insight Zambia, or rather FIZambia.com mm-hmm. and MoneyFM.com.
Yes. Excellent. Muelo, thank you so much. We'll see you next week.
For business on the go, visit www.moneyfmzambia.com to watch, stream, and download various programs from anywhere in the world.